Well, if you have all your grandchildren over here, you know, for the evening, and there are too many of them, you know, to stay, you have to don't have enough beds, what would you call a bed that you made on the floor for them? Okay. Well, what would you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground, and that's a sandbar in the Little Bay.
Well, sandbar, is that what you...
Must be in a low valley.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say something like bottomland or bottoms?
Yeah, that's kind of mud, like, isn't it?
Uh-huh, bottom. But you wouldn't say... You would call the low ground sandbar.
Well, if it... According to how it is.
Uh-huh. Well... I want you to name, now this is a funny question, I think, several kinds of roads, depending upon what they're made out of. You know, just whatever kinds you can think of.
Roads?
Mm-hmm.
Traveling roads?
Yeah, like, you know, right out in front of the house, what kind of a road it is, what would you call it?
I have a paved road out in front of the house.
Paved road.
Part of the way, and then the other part is dirt.
Okay.
Going north.
Mm-hmm.
East is dirt and going this way is
Can you think of any other names for roads?
Okay. The roads, that's all I know.
Well, what would
I wasn't thinking such.
I don't think about it either. What would you call a paved road with a light colored surface? You know, paved concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that or?
Okay.
Well, what would you call, these are men's questions, what would you call a paved road with a black surface? Would you call that anything?
I just call it, it's one thing, this is a paved road with a dark surface, and mm-hmm. these old blocks and rocks and then old black tar on top of it.
Uh-huh. So
just a
right paved road.
Right paved road, dark paved road.
Okay, now this is a question, I'm from a small town. And I didn't have an answer for it either, so I don't know whether you will or not. This is
no,
for
a
city person, really, made mm-hmm. this one. But they want to know what you call a grass, you know, a strip of grass about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and the street. You know, you have the sidewalk.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking
I
about.
I know what you're talking about now. Just like if you had a little side place out there and it was the grass on it.
Uh-huh.
I've heard the name of it, but I can't think. I still have.
Well, may I read you a few of these and see if you've heard any of them? Mm-hmm. A boulevard strip, a grass plot,
mm-hmm.
a parking strip, a parkway.
That's a boulevard.
That's
a boulevard strip out there. I mean, what we're uh-huh. talking about, that's a boulevard.
That's what
strip.
You
put,
okay.
I put it that way.
Uh-huh.
A grass strip. It's either one
a
or two.
A grass strip. Okay. Now, that's something I didn't know. Well, what do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a name for that?
They don't call it a ditch.
Well, ditch, yeah, fine.
That's what it is, a ditch.
Right. I don't even know what they mean when they say graded road.
It's cut outside what? The road, you know,
oh,
it's on
I
the other
see.
Side. See, that's a ditch on the other side uh-huh. of this road here.
Well, what do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Say, what you call him?
Uh-huh.
Just no good dog. That's
just no good dog, right. Well, what name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
What sound?
Uh-huh, does a horse make?
The wicker.
Wicker, okay. And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped, I never can do the shape, sort of like this, that children like to pull on, you know, and have?
Bullet bone.
Okay. Well, now what do you call a second growth of